listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. Amen. There are some mixed messages this time of year for us church people, for us people of the book, for us Advent people. On one hand, there seems to be this frantic warning in our texts. Watch out! Wake up! It's almost like that secular Santa Claus song, you know, you better watch out, you better be good. And I can see how that could come up to the surface for you when you look at our gospel for this week from the Gospel of Mark in the 13th chapter. It's daunting, those images. It's even scary. Don't let Jesus catch you sleeping. Be ready. It's like our text this past November from the other gospel, from the Gospel of Matthew. Have your lamps lit. Don't get caught in the fog. On the other hand, maybe that's right where you are. Maybe you've never been more tired. Maybe you've never felt more in the fog than this year. I've heard this term COVID brain, and I can relate to this term COVID brain. You know, this kind of cloudy brain, forgetting different things that really we should not be forgetting. Why can't I focus? Guilty for not being able to get more done. We're at home. Why can't I get all these things done that are on the list? I'm just at home. This fatigue that is just set over us with this global pandemic dragging on, literally at our doorsteps, with the election and all its ensuing division and acrimony, with the uncertainty of economics and health at home and at church and at school and in our society, all this instability. When we think about all that, you know, the messages of Advent peace can be a welcome song. Amid all the chaos and the fog of 2020, I know I've been writing and talking about Advent in this way, that it's the season of blue. It's this chance to drop under all the holiday consumption and madness and reconnect with our center. Yeah, our music here at Bethlehem, I've intentionally wanted to make it simpler. Pared down during Advent, peacefuled down, centered on God's coming into the world. So how do we reconcile the seeming chaos and terror of these texts with the grace-filled peace themes of Advent hope? Are we to be running around like the sky is falling? Or are we to be breathing deeply and waiting quietly and centered? I hope that you can hold all of this together. Advent's really a rich season. I think Isaiah gives us a model. I think the energy and the dynamism, the passion of Isaiah is a call for us to reimagine and reengage our prayer life. Augustine said, "Pray as if it all depends on God." Just ponder that. Pray as if it all depends on God. How do we lift anew what it is we need up to God? How do we cry out, "Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down," as Isaiah cries out? Look at this place, God. The division and the hatred, the anger, the distrust, the violence and injustice, the pollution of mind and earth. Get down here, God. Be among us. Help us. Fill this world with your reign of mercy. Fill us with your love, your truth, your peace, your justice, your hope. Fill us with your joy. Fill us with your forgiveness, God. Stir up your power and get down here. Have you ever just shouted into a pillow or into a wilderness out in the woods or in the desert, just shouted, or in a church as a prayer to God? I think that's on the level of Isaiah. Maybe you should try it. Let's pray. Ah! Amen. When we pray like that, we pray with that kind of intensity and tear-filled eyes and shaky voices and trembling hearts, when we're vulnerable and exposed and hurting. And then read Jesus in this Gospel of Mark. It's more like a rescue. It's not a threat. It's not some movie apocalyptic battle scene. I think that's getting off track. There's a way it can be seen like that. We get really drawn to this, like, wars and rumors of wars that we see in chapter 13. This is rather, though, this is Jesus hearing our cry, hearing our scream prayer, hearing our Isaiah song, and drawing near. God does not ignore us. God moves in close, especially in the most terrifying of moments, especially in the most out-of-the-way, inconvenient places, especially in our most vulnerable, exposed, and hurting days. This is our God. This is Jesus descending. And watch, by the way, watch the surprising way, given the magnitude of this world's pain, given the magnitude of your pain, watch the surprising way that God chooses to show up. You know what it is, as a baby growing in the belly of an unwed teenager. I've heard it said by our theologians, scholars, about Advent and this text in particular from the Gospel of Mark. I've heard it said, Christians begin with the end in mind. Not a pie in the sky end, but love on the ground. Christians begin with the end in mind. We begin this new church year with the skies, not all rosy and sweet, no, with the skies being ripped open and stars falling, earth shaking, all for the sake of Christ descending to be with you. Through the chaos comes the grace, you see. So we really hold both images today, both the frantic and the terrifying, along with the promise of hope and even joy and peace. Pray like it all depends on God, Augustine said, and act as if it all depends on you. Knowing, trusting, believing, hoping, crying out in our prayers for God's presence and reign, now we act, we live, we breathe, in fact, differently. We slow down in our souls. One of our commentators writes a letter at the beginning of this Advent season. Slow down, dear church. Slow down and breathe. We live differently. Crying out for God's presence and reign. Shouting. Now, we pray as if it all depends on God. Now, we act and live and breathe very differently. We share our bread. We house our neighbor. We love our enemy. We forgive our friends. We reach out. We sing. Love the gathering hymn that we sang this Sunday. To us, to all, in sorrow and fear, Emmanuel comes a singing. His humble song is quiet and near, yet fills the earth with its ringing. Music to heal the broken soul, and hymns of loving kindness. The thunder of his anthems roll to shatter all hatred and blindness. We live in response to the one who heals the broken soul with hymns of loving kindness. We live in response to that one who shatters all hatred and the inability to see our neighbors and the earth and our own bodies. Friends, we live in response to this Christ who comes to be among us, especially those who are in sorrow and fear. Advent is rich with lessons. Advent is rich with opportunity. Advent is rich with hope. And Advent is rich with Christ's unending love. We wake to that today. New eyes and ears, clean hearts, clear voices, loving hands, open arms. Praise be to God. Amen.
Us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.